I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to this week's Utah Weekly Forum. I'm Rusty Keys in for Rebecca Cressman. And with me, I've got Mackenzie today from The Closet Butler. Welcome. It's so nice to talk to you today.
Thank you. So nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, I am that kind of a guy. I'm a swell guy. What can I say? So tell me a little bit just about The Closet Butler.
So The Closet Butler, we specialize in custom organization for your home. So we do anywhere from custom closet, garages, home offices, things like that. We are a family business. So my dad and his brother, Steve, actually own Closet Butler, and they started it. Well, it's been about 14 years now, and they've been doing it for about 30 years.
Wow.
So a long time. So we've been around, and we know how to organize your space.
Well, I've got a wife. I've got two daughters. Closets and organization don't necessarily go hand in hand.
And that's why we're here.
Exactly. Now, if somebody wanted to get hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
So we have a website. It's theclosetbutler.com. And we have our phone number on there. And if you want to submit for a free consultation, we have a submission form. Okay. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, just under The Closet Butler.
Well,
so that's the way to get a hold of us. It's easiest.
And I know we work with you guys in the past with, you know, doing some giveaways and things like that with The Closet Butler. And I've seen the pictures of the before and after. Wow.
You know, custom closets make all the difference. I don't know what it is. It's like magic. They are amazing.
Well, let's talk now a little bit about Closet with a Cause, because this is the first time you're doing this. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. We're starting it this year, about mid-January. So.
Okay. And how does it work? What do I do? What exactly is Closet with a Cause?
So Closet with a Cause is just a way for us to give back to our community. If you want to get involved, right now, we don't have the space in our showroom to collect donations, but when you book a consultation with us and decide to use our services, we will drop off a bag to your home. The designer will bring it, and you can fill it with any gently used items that you don't want, because as you're getting your new closet, you know, you want to clean it all out and get it organized. So we'll take those items that you don't want anymore and haul them away for you.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Shoes, clothes, just gently used, correct?
Yes. Yep. All of the above. All work great.
Yeah, and I figure if you're starting with a brand new closet and you're having it, you know, custom done, last thing you want to do is put all that stuff in it. And really, as much as I can't get my wife to understand this, there really is something, I think, that's cleansing, if you'll pardon the pun, just about minimizing your life, right?
Yes, and honestly, there's been studies that have been done where it just shows that you're happier, your day goes better when you start off in an organized manner, then your day just goes better, and who doesn't want that?
Yeah, exactly. So what kind of clothes, I know you said gently used, but, you know, things for the workforce, are you looking for, you know, jeans or just all of the above?
All of the above. If you do have clothes that are, you know, nicer for like business, I know that with COVID, that's kind of what spurred this whole thought, was a lot of people in Utah have been out of work and are trying to get back into the workforce. So we're looking for items that maybe they could wear to a job interview, mm-hmm, or to their new job, to just kind of help out those families that are in need.
Oh, that's fantastic. So my wife, one bag ain't going to do it.
I know. Sometimes we got a lot of stuff, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of old stuff.
So can you do more than one bag, or is it just the one?
We can do more than one. That would just be something that when the designer comes in, just mention it, say, you know, I have a lot of clothes, maybe one or two bags. We can give you up to three. If you have more than that, then, you know, mention it to your designer and we can kind of go from there. But we have at least three on hand for every household.
Right. And I know, you know, through the years, I think you said, you know, Closet Butler, 14, close to 15 years, right?
Yep, exactly.
And being a small business, you know, it's all about community and having the support of the community. I think this is a great way for you to take that support and also support the community and have it be a win-win.
Yes, yeah. That's kind of what our goal was, is, you know, small business, it's difficult. And without the community that we're in, we wouldn't be where we are today. We're one of the largest family-owned closet companies in Utah. And it's all because of the community and the people in Utah. So we just thought, you know, let's all work together for one excellent cause.
So whose brainchild was this?
This was mine.
I had a feeling.
I was thinking, I'm like, you know, what can we do to give back? And we actually went to a closet summit. Believe it or not, they have conventions just for closet.
A closet summit.
Yes. So we went to back east in October, and I was in a round table is what they call it. So it's a bunch of different closet company owners. And we were all talking about, you know, how can we help our communities during this tough time? Because, you know, it's tough on everybody. And another company had actually started doing something very similar to what we're doing. So from there, I was able to get some ideas and kind of refine the idea. And that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
It's Closet with a Cause, and it's with the Closet Butler. I've got Mackenzie with me right now. I love that you're doing something like this, but where and who are you trying to help? You know, what is it, just a certain part of the valley? Is it the whole valley?
Yeah, so we do business from Logan to Park City all the way down to Point of the Mountain. And we really want to help as many areas of the state that we can. So we have a few different organizations lined up. Some have asked, you know, I don't think we can take donations consistently for 6 weeks, especially with the amount that we would be bringing in. So we'll go to where it is needed most. But we're hoping to donate in Park City. There's a few different charities in the Ogden area, up in Logan, down into Salt Lake County.
So pretty much anybody and everybody and throughout the entire valley and up into Park City and Logan. That is fantastic. I love this. It's a wonderful initiative. It's the Closet Butler. We got Mackenzie here. So with the Closet Butler, and we mentioned it earlier, you know, we have done some work with you guys and had people you know, win a makeover. And then they show us the before and after, and the work that you guys do is just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's fun for sure. Everything is a little bit different. Every space is different. Every style is different. So it definitely keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, the creativity that I think goes along with trying to figure out what do I do with this space? Because a lot of times when you think customized closet, you know, we all think the thing you see in like a Hollywood movie that is, you know, bigger than most of our houses and things. So yeah. What you guys do creatively is just amazing to maximize the space.
Yeah, exactly. So we can come in, you know, and we go in and we say, you know, what do you have? How many pairs of shoes? How many sweaters do you have? And we just use all of the wall space, make it work. And, you know, because of the organization that we give, you find that you have all this extra room and you don't even really need all of the clothes that you have in your closet, because all of a sudden you can fit so much more than you could before, and it's so organized.
See, I was thinking about that. I was thinking when you say, you know, how many clothes do you need? How many shoes do you have? Does anybody ever say too many?
Yes. So
really?
Often. But, you know, I'm one of the worst offenders. I have so many pairs of shoes, and I find that's my guilty pleasure. And I find that as we go along to different houses, there's a lot of people that have a guilty pleasure, and I have too many shoes. Help me just figure out my favorites, and then let's just get rid of the rest.
Wow, that is really amazing. Because my wife, I mean, she's got shoes from, I think, I swear, when she was in junior high and high school, and she won't give them up. Will not give them up.
I know, that sounds like me. It's a bad thing that we've gotten into, a little bad habit there.
But you're right. Everybody kind of has their little quirks and their little, you know, habits that they like and stuff. It's just hilarious. All right. Closet with a Cause with the Closet Butler. How do we get hold of you again?
So we have a website, theclosetbutler.com. On the website, we have our phone number. We have a submission form that you can fill out. It comes right to us. It actually comes to Brian. He's one of the owners. We can give a free consultation that way. We're also on Instagram and Facebook under The Closet Butler.
Okay. Now, we talked about donating clothes, donating shoes, donating the things that are in your closet, hence the term closet with a cause. What about money? If I wanted to do that, because, you know, if my wife just cannot part from those shoes, can we do that?
You know, we're looking into that because we are fairly new and we're starting it this month. We don't quite have it set up to that point yet, but we do have a landing page on our website all about Closets with a Cause. You can go on and kind of keep updated with the latest items that we're collecting. And if we start collecting money, then that will be posted on there as well.
Well, and you were right earlier when you mentioned, you know, about the pandemic and COVID-19 and people being furloughed, people unfortunately sometimes losing their jobs, and some of the people who've been furloughed, you know, haven't gotten back to work yet. And hopefully, you know, with the vaccines and everything that's going on, that's going to be coming back around the corner here really soon. So it's a great way for you to help those people out.
Yeah. I know personally, we've had several family members that are going through some difficult times, and they're just having a hard time getting back on their feet. They're having to transition what field they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of another reason why we're wanting to collect, you know, business attire, things like that, because they were in more service oriented jobs and now they're switching, you know, reception, things like that, and more corporate jobs. So I know it helps out those who are maybe switching fields a lot too.
This is the Utah Weekly Forum. I'm Rusty Keys in for Rebecca Cressman and McKenzie with The Closet Butler. We're talking to her about their great cause called Closet with a Cause. So I call you, I figure out what it is that I want, and then your designers come, they design it. And what happens with the clothes?
So after that, it kind of depends on you. You can either clear everything out and separate, you know, what you want, what you don't want. We can give you clothing racks so that you can kind of help with that process. Whatever you don't want, we can take away with us. We give you a bag that you can put everything in, take it away, and donate it. And then the rest of it just goes back in your closet, all nice and organized. Everything has a space, you know, and you don't have as many clothes that you're not even wearing in that nice, brand new organized space anymore.
It's hard sometimes to give up clothes. Do you find that with people?
Yes. And there's a few little tips and tricks that we offer, you know, as people are starting to sort through. I'm sure a lot of people have heard, take your hanger and flip it around. And if you don't wear it for 6 months, it might be time to part with it. But there is a lot of people that for some reason, they just hold on to that pair of jeans that they haven't been able to fit in for a few years, but they're determined to fit in that eventually. So it's a common thing.
It's funny when you bring that up, because I'm kind of backwards on that. So I'm normally a size 32, and this is probably more information than people need to know, but I had a time in my life where I was I'd gained a little bit of weight and I'd gone up to a 34.
Uh-huh.
I have not gotten rid of all my 34s, although I should, because then I've got, you know, reason not to get there. But instead, I kind of look at them and think, I am not getting back into those. I'm not getting back into those. So I've kept these stupid jeans for all this time when I really ought to be donating them.
Yes, yes, part with them. Don't go back to that life, you know?
Well, my wife and I, we've
get
been
rid of them and
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's nice to get rid of them and think, this is helping someone else out. I don't need to keep it in my closet.
Well, have you seen clothes that people have had for a really long time? And I'm thinking of me in particular. I've got a couple of shirts that my wife wants me to throw away. They've got holes in the elbows. They are looking kind of ratty and torn, and they're just getting comfy. That's how I look at it.
That's a different way. I like it.
Yeah, she's like, you got to get rid of those. You need to get rid of those. Are you kidding? They're just now getting, you know, good.
Yes, it's nice and worn in.
Yeah, that's not the type of clothes, though, that you're looking for when it comes to Closet with a Cause with The Closet Butler. So we talked a little bit about, you know, people needing to get back into the workforce. So you've got people that are doing the job interviews and they're going out and facing, you know, people in public and things like that. So if you have, you know, maybe some Dockers, or you've got, you know, a nice dress or something along those lines, that's going to go a long way.
Oh, yeah. And something, you know, we all have those clothes, like you were saying, that are worn. But something that still has some miles on it is far better. It's going to benefit the recipient for years and years and years to come. Because, you know, a lot of times we buy clothes and they'll last, like you said, for years. And as people are trying to get back on their feet, it's better to have nicer clothes that they can wear for a long time.
Absolutely. And I'm big on, you know, what comes around goes around. So, you know, I can't tell you how many times 501s have gone in and out of style, but I wear them every single day. So maybe what you got, you look at, but it's going to be back in style, I'm telling you.
Yes, it's true.
So I know you're helping out a lot of local charities throughout the entire Wasatch Front. With these clothes, where are you looking at things going?
So we have a few set up. Desert Industries, the Lantern House. There's a few different Dress for Success charities that are in Park City and up in Logan. So those are kind of the Area Salvation Army that we've been in contact with, that, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic to those areas. And so I think that'll do a lot of good for people in the community.
Yeah, I think so too. And you're talking, I was just talking about the Wasatch Front, but you're talking about, you know, really Logan to Provo up into Park City and covering a whole lot of northern Utah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that the more people that we can reach, like I said, we're being a small business in Utah, we only benefit by the people in our community. So if we can give back and help the people in our community, it just helps the whole Utah economy, and it just, you know, makes everybody happy, and you should feel good when you're doing something for other people, I think.
Absolutely.
So just beneficial for everybody involved.
The Closet Butler, they've been helping you get all sorts of organized for close to 15 years now here along the Wasatch Front. And this is just such a wonderful way for you guys to say really thank you, and how can we help our community?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, that we would be nowhere without the people in our community. And Utah is so wonderful. There's so many good people in Utah. So it's just our pleasure to be able to give back to those in need and, you know, really get the word out there and get people thinking about donating instead of just throwing stuff away.
Yep. Utah, it is. I was just seeing a thing yesterday. Once again, we're number one in service and volunteerism. But there are times where you think about, you know, you look at your closet and you start cleaning it out and everything, and you just think, wow, when am I going to have time to get over to Deseret Industries, or when am I going to have time to drop this off? But you guys have got your designers coming in. They'll give you 1 to 3 bags, and then they take it away at the end, right?
Yep. Our installers, when they come in and they're installing your brand new space, we'll just take those bags with us, and you won't have to think about them again. And then all you'll have to worry about is organizing the clothes that you wanted to keep them, and just the peace of mind that they're going somewhere where they're going to be used and not just tossed in the landfill or something like that.
It's Mackenzie with the Closet Butler talking with us here on Utah's Weekly Forum. Closet with a Cause. If they want to get some information, they go to your website. What is your website?
It's theclosetbutler.com, and there's a page on there. It'll have a banner on the top that says Closet with a Cause. You just click that, and it will give you all the information that you need to know about our new cause.
And I'm guessing on the website you've also got, you know, like before and after type pictures of closets that you've fixed?
Yeah, so we have a little tab called Our Work, and you can go in and you see all the different projects. We do some simple closets, you know, just hanging and adjustable shelving. Everything we do is adjustable, so we can do something really simple. We can go up all the way to boutique, fancy, lots of lighting, doors, things like that. So there's a few options on there that you can kind of look at as you're thinking about what you want in your space.
Mackenzie with the Closet Butler, Closet with a Cause. Give me the website one more time.
It's theclosetbutler.com.
You know what? This is fantastic. Not only do you get organized, not only do you minimize, but you're going to be helping people here along the Wasatch Front. And that's really, you know, pretty much what Utah is all about. And it's something we do better than anybody else in the nation, and honestly, probably even in the world. It's the Utah Weekly Forum. I'm Rusty Keys in for Rebecca Cressman. Mackenzie with the Closet Butler, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Rusty.
You bet. Good luck with this. It's Closet with a Cause.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.